From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. News reports say that the hijacker of the Egypt airplane in Cyprus has left the aircraft with hands up and has been arrested by authorities. At least four more people were seen earlier leaving the plane, one of them by climbing out of the cockpit window. Armed police had taken up positions behind Larnaca's airport, largely disused old terminal buildings, as the four people emerged. The hijacker seized an Egyptian airliner and forced it to land in Cyprus Tuesday, but nearly all of the passengers were quickly released, and officials said the incident was not linked to terrorism. A government source told the AFP that the hijacker had demanded to see a Cypriot woman, apparently his estranged lover, who lives on the island. The Egypt airplane landed at the airport in Larnaca after Egyptian civil aviation said that the man had threatened to detonate an explosives belt. U.S. law enforcement authorities Monday said they had been able to access data on the iPhone used by a shooter in last year's San Bernardino, California attacks. The government has since dropped a legal action to require phone maker Apple to help them unlock the phone. It's seeking the data as part of the investigation into the mass shooting, which left 14 people dead. South Korea says North Korea has fired a short-range missile into the sea off its eastern coast. The move is seen as the latest response by North Korea to newly imposed international sanctions and ongoing joint U.S.-South Korean military drills. South Korea's Joint Chief of Staff said the missile was fired late Tuesday near the North Korean port city of Wonan and flew about 200 kilometers before hitting a target on land. This is VOA News. Saudi Arabia and Kuwait have reached a deal to resume production at the disputed Qajifi offshore oil field, according to Kuwait's acting oil minister Tuesday. He said that an agreement had been reached with the Saudi side at Aramco to resume production at the field in small quantities. He mentioned that to Parliament during a debate. Saleh, who's also the finance minister, said the quantities would increase gradually after resolving environmental issues over which the field was shut down. Pakistan's Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif has vowed to intensify counterterrorism operations after Sunday's deadly suicide bombing in the city of Lahore targeting Christians. At least 72 people, including about 30 children, were killed, and about 300 others were wounded in the blast at the crowded park. He says, we will not let them raise their heads again. We will not allow them to play with the lives of the people in Pakistan. This is my resolve. This is my government's resolve and the resolve of 200 million people of Pakistan. His comments come as Pakistan has detained more than 200 people and questioned thousands as more as authorities hunt down those behind that Easter Sunday bombing. The UN says Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is ready to restore UN mission in the disputed Western Sahara to full operation and end a weeks-long spat with Morocco. A UN spokesman Monday said the UN chief's one-time use of the word occupation to describe Rabat's annexation of the former Spanish territory was a regrettable misunderstanding.
Nothing he said or did in the course of that trip was meant to offend or express hostility towards the Kingdom of Morocco, which is a valued member of the United Nations. Second, he has not and will not take sides on the issue of Western Sahara.
The spokesman said Mr. Bond's use of the word was spontaneous and a reaction to harsh conditions under which people live in refugee camps in southern Algeria. A man widely reported to be the main suspect in last week's deadly Brussels terrorist attacks has been released because of lack of evidence. Authorities said they had no justification to hold the man, identified only as Fikel C. Media reports suggested that he may have been the third individual seen in airport security camera footage alongside the two men who blew themselves up there. White House spokesman Josh Earnest was asked if the U.S. has concerns about the way the investigation is being conducted.
Needless to say, we take quite seriously the responsibility that we have here in the United States to support them in their ongoing investigation. And there have been times, particularly in the aftermath of the Paris attacks, where we have urged our partners and allies in Europe.
More at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.